Radio News.
Coming up, a man who went on a shooting rampage with a high-powered rifle in Glenties has been jailed for 8 years. A security alert at the Foyleside shopping centre has been heard as a hoax. The Taoiseach has clashed with Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty in the Dáil this afternoon. Gardaí have described the targeting of an elderly woman and her granddaughter in an aggravated burglary in Buncrana as sinister. And the Education Minister has said it wouldn't have been fair to run a predictive grade system for this year's Leaving Cert. Good evening. Kenny Harkin will be here too with all the latest in sport. Returning to our top story though, a man who went on a shooting rampage with a high-powered rifle in Glenties has been jailed for 8 years. 24-year-old Stephen Dowling of Burren Road in Carlow, who went on what was described as a Wild West rampage in February of 2020, was sentenced today at Letterkenny Circuit Court. Reacting to today's verdict, Vice President of the GRA Brendan O'Connor says a tiered response is needed within the Gardaí to deal with these types of instances going forward.
It's incredible to think that unarmed Gardaí were able to contain the situation for so long without, and then when our armed colleagues arrived, that they were able to bring this to a conclusion without anyone being injured. It really is an incredible story, and very moving to listen to those statements and how those individual guards and their families have been affected after this incident.
Now, it has been described as a miracle that nobody was killed, but of course it is down to the skill of the guard, they both armed and unarmed on that night.
Yes, if you heard the transcripts from the emergency calls and the radio transmissions, and to hear Gardaí actually using themselves almost as targets to lure the gunman out of the town to protect the public. It really was at outstanding levels of bravery. And at the time that they were doing that, they believed they were probably not in as big a risk as they were because they thought it was a shotgun, but actually it was a high-powered rifle and they were very much within range whenever they were doing that. So it really was incredible. And then the armed guards that did arrive, the two detectives from Milford, the restraint and professionalism they shown in not discharging their own firearms, which they would have probably been more than justified in doing given the circumstances. It really is... It's testament to the calibre of the people who attended and, as I say, the professionalism that they displayed.
It does, though, beg the question of the Gardaí on the ground, particularly the unarmed Gardaí there that night, and how well protected they were or how they weren't.
Well, it's an ongoing issue, particularly in rural Ireland and in Donegal, because we're so isolated that we don't have neighbouring divisions, that members are waiting unacceptable times for armed support to arrive. And we accept that the armed support in Ballyshannon has been beefed up in recent times, so at least there is cover 24 hours, but it's covering a massive area. And we would have always said that there needs to be a tiered response and some firearm capability available at local levels.
A security alert in Derry has been declared a hoax. The Foyleside shopping centre was evacuated after a bomb scare but reopened earlier in full. The PSNI say at a time when local businesses and services are trying desperately to get back on track, this type of incident only causes further harm to livelihoods. Local councillor Brian Tierney agrees.
This isn't the thing that we want to see in Derry. Businesses have been struggling to get through the COVID pandemic, and now once they've been allowed to reopen again, we're finding that they've had to close due to security alerts.
The Taoiseach has clashed with Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty in the Dáil this afternoon. It was after Deputy Doherty raised questions about the party held by Department of Foreign Affairs staff after Ireland secured a place on the UN Security Council. Deputy Doherty asked if Minister Simon Coveney would come to the Dáil to answer questions about the incident after the internal report on what happened was released to the media last night. The Taoiseach acknowledged the get-together was wrong, but then accused Deputy Doherty of hypocrisy, citing the funeral of Bobby Storey in Belfast.
To the best of my knowledge, Deputy Doherty, your organisation, your organisation has never admitted that you were wrong in what you did, but you lecture everybody else. There's one law for Sinn Féin, there's a different law for everybody else when it comes to this.
Will you let him respond, please?
Well, how long are you going to give
him
to
respond? Because
he's not
responding.
3 minutes. He's talking about the funeral of somebody who passed away 2 years ago.
I don't like having to do that. I don't like having to do that.
No, you actually take plenty of joy in that. Because you don't care that there is a grieving family in the middle of this year. And your attempt to portray a champagne party with a funeral of a friend is disgraceful.
It is. I'm telling you the home truths. I don't like doing it. I have to do it. I find what's going on in relation to DFA, it was a wrong thing to do. There are public servants who have given long service to this state. Right? They've admitted they're wrong and they've apologised for 1 minute of a breach of social guidance. It pales in comparison, it's insignificant when compared to what you organised. That's bottom line, that's what I'm saying. And that's all I have to say about it. I ain't revisiting it anymore,
okay,
Deputy Doherty. And please don't be so hypocritical.
The Education Minister has said it wouldn't have been fair to run a predictive grade system for this year's Leaving Cert. Full written exams will happen this year with a reduced number of questions and more options for students. The government has said it believes this is the fairest way to set an exam for students who have missed large amounts of school time due to COVID. Education Minister Norma Foley says they did examine having a hybrid grade system again this year, but it wasn't feasible.
What we have done in the previous 2 years is we have relied upon the students' own data, the junior cycle data. And this year, 25% of the students, one in four of the students, do not have that data. So we would not be in a position to provide for the accredited grades in a system that would be as fair as was provided for last year.
Gardaí have described the targeting of an elderly woman and her granddaughter in Buncrana as sinister. Investigations are continuing into the aggravated burglary on the 11th of December at Mina Harnish in Ballymagan. Between 4 and 6 a.m., a number of men gained entry by force to the house where they remained for some time. No injuries were reported, but the women were left shaken and traumatised. A gold chain and locket, a silver-coloured brooch with a red stone, and a small sum of money were stolen. Garda Niall Maguire says they are particularly interested in a vehicle believed to have been involved in the incident.
The first suspect is described as being in his mid-30s, of average build and height. He wore a dark grey Under Armour tracksuit bottoms, a dark hoodie with the hood up, dark gloves, no mask, and he had a northern accent. The second suspect is described as being in his early 20s, of smaller build and height. He wore black Nike shoes with 3D lines across the top, a knee-length puffer coat, a blue disposable face mask, blue gloves, and he also spoke with a northern accent. So we're appealing to anybody who was in the Ballymagan area between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. on the 11th of December, and maybe who had dash cam, to make the footage available to the Gardaí. We are particularly interested in any sightings of dash cam footage of the following vehicle: a black Volkswagen Passat, possibly a 2005 to 2011 model, Northern Irish registration plates. We're appealing for sightings of this vehicle from the time period of 5:30 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. on the 11th of December on the road from Mina Harnish, Cairn Bray, Quigley's Point, Tour Strait, and on into Muff and along the Donegal Derry border. So again, please contact the investigating team in Buncrana at 074-90-20540 or 1-800-666-111.
Gardaí say it's never too late to do the right thing and assist in bringing the killer or killers of a Donegal man to justice. A fresh appeal for information has been issued over the killing of 36-year-old Sean Duffy on the 29th of January 2005. He was fatally attacked and wounded in his home at Mina Cross in Dunloe. It has been described as one of the county's most gruesome murders. Garda Niall Maguire says they believe a number of people who may hold information have yet to come forward.
This is going back 17 years, the anniversary on the Saturday the 29th of January 2005. So my colleagues in Milford are investigating the fatal attack on Sean Duffy, who was murdered when he was 36 years old. Sean was out socialising in the Strandview Bar in Machree on Friday the 28th of January 2005. He then continued on to socialise at a house in Mina Cross, Dunloe, and returned to his own home at approximately 2:30 in the morning. His body was discovered in the home shortly before 2:30 p.m. that afternoon, so 12 hours later. The My colleagues in Milford continue to appeal for information in this case and believe that a number of people have yet to come forward and may now be in a position to assist in bringing those responsible to justice. You know, people's allegiances may have changed, and with the passage of time, some person may now feel that they have something that they could bring to the table. Anyone with information, please contact my colleagues in Milford, 074 91 53060, or indeed the Garda confidential line on 1800 666 111.
A close-knit community in County Kilkenny is said to be deeply concerned after a teenage girl was attacked while out for a walk yesterday. The 17-year-old was just metres from her home in Johnstown when a man believed to be in his 40s attacked her. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who was in the area yesterday between 11 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. to contact them. Mayor of Kilkenny, Andrew McGuinness, says locals are in shock.
It's sad to see, actually, the Johnstown community's Facebook page where they're advising people to be vigilant. And it's sad that we're at that point now, and we have probably been at that point for a lot longer than we know, where we do have to encourage everybody to be vigilant.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time for all the latest in sport. We say good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Catherine. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and the LYIT are back in Sigerson Cup action this evening. The Letterkenny side head to Dangan and Galway to play NUIG at the quarter final stage. Oisin Kelly reports.
Donegal cornerback Keelan Ward will not feature tonight for the LYIT in the Sigerson Cup last eight. He picked up a leg injury in Donegal's draw with Mayo last Sunday and will not be available for the Letterkenny College this evening. But Patter Mogan, Conor O'Donnell and Jason McGee are expected to line out from the start in Galway. NUIG have five Galway players, which started last weekend's match against Meath. The captain and vice-captain Sean Kelly and Matthew Tierney. There's also Tommy Culhane, Cahill Sweeney and Paul Kelly. While Mayo corner forward Tommy Conroy and Finn McDonough are also in the NUIG starting lineup. There's no doubt that the LYIT will once again be underdogs for this clash. Manager is Maxi Kern, and he says they've nothing to lose this time around against another of the bigger colleges in the competition.
There's a bit comes of travelling the bus together as well, you know, pulls the boys together for that wee bit further as well. And then, you know, it's a look, we've nothing to lose, you know, we're completely wrote off, and we're going to be big underdogs. So, look, I called the last one a David and Goliath, and this one is exactly the same. So, yeah, look, we're really looking forward to it, and so we've nothing to lose.
The LYIT will play NUIG Galway this evening. Throw-in in Galway is 6:30.
Elsewhere, the first of those quarterfinals was played today in Kerry, and there was a big win for MTU Kerry up against Maynooth University. It finished MTU Kerry 4-15, Maynooth 7 points. In other news, Tipperary's Pádraig Maher says representing his county was the realisation of a lifelong dream. The six-time All-Star has announced his retirement from hurling at the age of 32. Maher has decided to call time on his career following medical advice regarding a neck injury. The Thurles Sarsfield defender won three All-Ireland medals with the Premier County as well as five Munster titles. Moving on to soccer, and pre-season action continues this evening for Finn Harps. Ollie Horgan will get another look at his new look side at the Showgrounds, where Finn Harps play Sligo Rovers this evening. 7:30 is the kick-off time, and fans will be allowed to attend this one. Harps start their season on Friday fortnight at home to Drogheda United. Sligo, they begin their season on the open weekend against Bohemians. In All-Ireland Senior B Schools Girls semi-final today, there was disappointment for Mulroy College. They were defeated 2-0 by St Patrick's College Lacking Cross Killalea. Cross channel, the Edinburgh Derby is the big game in the Scottish Premiership tonight. Hibs, they take on Hearts at Easter Road from 7:45. Elsewhere, Dundee, they take on Dundee United, while it's Livingstone against St Johnstone. And the meeting of St Mirren and Motherwell is also underway from 7:45, as is Ross County's clash with Aberdeen. And Welsh international Aaron Ramsey won't make his Rangers debut against Old Firm rival Celtic tomorrow night. The deadline day loaning signing from Juventus is lacking match fitness after only playing a limited number of minutes recently. He's joined the Ibrox club for the remainder of the Scottish Premiership season. In the Championship tonight, there's two games down for decision. Millwall, they play Preston, and Swansea City, they're up against Luton Town. And another news, Manchester City defender João Cancelo says he's hungry to win more trophies with the club. He's extended his stay at the Etihad until 2027 by signing a 2-year contract extension. Cancelo was named in last season's PFA Team of the Year. In rugby, five Irish players have been nominated for the EPCR European Player of the Year award. Leinster trio Keelan Doris, Jimmy O'Brien and Josh Van de Fleer have all received the nod. Ulster's Michael Lowry and Jack Donoghue of Munster are also among the nominees. A total of 15 players have been shortlisted. And Ulster prop Marty Moore has been ruled out of Friday's United Rugby Championship meeting with Connacht. He sustained a concussion in last weekend's game with the Scarlets. However, Matty Ray, Jordy Murphy and Cormac Azu-Chiwu have all recovered from their respective injuries and resume team training this week. Ulster have also confirmed that prop Declan Moore will join on a permanent deal from Munster in the summer. Scrum half David Shanahan has signed a 2-year contract extension. Ben Moxham, he earns a senior contract, and Jude Postlewaite signed a development deal with Ulster. Finally, for this evening, in American football, Tom Brady has confirmed his retirement from the NFL. The 44-year-old quarterback's final game was last month's NFC Playoff Championship defeat to the LA Rams. During an incredible career, Brady won 6 Super Bowl rings with the New England Patriots and a 7th last year with Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In a 9-page parting address, he made no mention of the Patriots. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Catherine.
Thanks, Kenny. Returning to news now, a campaign has been launched today seeking investment to tackle a serious shortage of nurse specialists in neurology at Sligo University Hospital. The Neurological Alliance of Ireland says increasing the number of nurse specialists in neurology will reduce waiting lists, free up hospital resources and deliver real improvements for patients. The NAI says Sligo needs 7 nurse specialists but has just 3, a shortfall of 4 caring for people in Sligo and surrounding counties. Mags Rogers is Executive Director of the NAI.
We're launching a campaign today for the Northwest. It's called Patients Deserve Better, and it's highlighting the shortage of neurology nurse specialists in the neurology service in Sligo. And as you say, that doesn't just affect the Sligo neurology service, it affects the surrounding counties that use the service. Donegal, the entire Northwest really is dependent on that single centre in Sligo.
There are outreach clinics held at Letterkenny University Hospital and elsewhere in the county, but because of the shortage of nurses in Sligo, that's affecting the ability of the service to actually fully provide enough outreach clinics to cut down journey times for people who may need that service very badly.
Absolutely, and at the moment the consultants are completely overstretched. They're only able once or twice a month to do clinics in Letterkenny Hospital. If there were the appropriate complement of nurses in place in Sligo, which is 7, those nurses would potentially be able to travel and do those clinics, freeing up the neurologist's time, reducing the waiting list and making sure that people throughout the Northwest have the service that's available in other parts of the country, that they're not disenfranchised just because of where they live.
Is the issue money or is the issue inability to get staff?
The issue really is funding of posts. There's a shortage of over 100 neurology nurses throughout Ireland, and that's really because the posts haven't been funded, and that has a knock-on effect on patients. The neurology waiting list now stand nationally at 23,000. There's over 900 people waiting on a neurologist for the Sligo neurology service, and over 500 of those have been waiting for more than 18 months. So we really have to look at getting those waiting lists down, on getting a proper neurology service for people throughout the Northwest.
And there's a call to scrap the current mortgage lending rules. Property Industry Ireland believe they're outdated and need to be amended. The PPI says the Irish economy has changed significantly since they were introduced. Director of the IBEC Group, David Duffy, says people should be assessed on their ability to pay, not on their income.
One of the measures is that you can only borrow 3.5 times your income. And in our view, that's a very blunt instrument. And what we're saying is that it should look at how much a household can afford to repay based on their income and other loans.
Weather now, cloudy this evening with scattered outbreaks of drizzle and mist in a fresh to strong and gusty westerly wind. Cloudy tonight with outbreaks of light rain, drizzle and mist, lowest temperatures of 6 to 9 degrees. Closing headlines now, and a man who went on a shooting rampage with a high-powered rifle in Glenties has been jailed for 8 years. A security alert in Derry has been declared a hoax. The Foyleside shopping centre was evacuated after a bomb scare but reopened earlier this evening in full. And the Taoiseach has clashed with Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty in the Dáil today. It was after Deputy Doherty raised questions about the party held by Department of Foreign Affairs staff after Ireland secured a place on the UN Security Council. That's it for now. We're back with more at 6 p.m. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 1st of February. The death has taken place of Sally Maxwell, née Kennedy, 7 Churchview, Strabane. Funeral from her home on Thursday morning at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. The house is private to family and friends only, please. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Teresa Boyce, St Mary's Terrace, Rimelton. Her remains are reposing at her home, which is private to family and close friends. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Rimelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight and tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass and Rosary can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of John Crossan, Castle Gay, Cool Boy, Letterkenny. Viewing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, until 7 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Columba's Church, Kilmacrennan, with burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. House private, please, to immediate family at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney Funeral Directors. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Billy Doherty, Carrick McGrath, Ballybuffet. Funeral from his late residence on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Funeral Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. House and funeral are private to family, neighbours and close friends only, please. The death has taken place of Charlie Ward, 6 Sandringham Drive, Prehen Park, Derry. Funeral from his home tomorrow afternoon at 1:10 for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Dunamana, County Tyrone. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to NI Chest, Heart and Stroke. And the death has taken place of Mrs Charlotte Mackie Watson, née Rolston, Domain, Rafoe. Service at Rafoe Cathedral on tomorrow Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in St Ninian's Church Graveyard Convoy at approximately 3:15. Family, friends and neighbours welcome. House private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Rafoe Cathedral Restoration Fund and the Donkey Sanctuary Rafoe, care of any family member or Gibson Funeral Directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.